Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. And before I go into the word that the Lord would have me share, let's just join our hearts in prayer. For wherever two or three are gathered in His name, the word says that the Lord is there present in the midst. And I know we've often taken that to be literally, we have to be physically together, but I believe, you know, there's no time or distance in the Spirit. And if we join our hearts, there is a manifestation and honoring of our faith so that the Lord Himself will come by the Spirit of God to provide whatever strength, whatever help, whatever you have need of. Lord, I pray for Your presence on this broadcast. I pray for Your presence, Lord, in that automobile, in that room, in that living room, as that sister sitting on her couch, Lord, that You will just cause the very presence and peace of God to overwhelm and overshadow in a mighty and wonderful way. Thank You for it, Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I will give you a heart of compassion for others as you've not known before, and I will anoint you to be a peacemaker for me, says the Lord. I've heard the voice of your supplications, and I will not turn an unhearing and deaf ear to your cry. I desire to be more gracious to you than you've ever experienced. I have power to move in your life, in your situation, in the very area of your heart's desires, for I am your very strong refuge. The enemy cannot break down. He cannot penetrate the hedge that I put around you. The comforting of my strength and presence is yours because I care about you. In these days, I will be known as the restorer, the repairer of the breach, the comforter, and the waymaker. I will give you a new song in your heart, and I will put new praise in your mouth. Yea, who is strong enough to break the word of the Lord? Is it not forever settled? Is it not greater than all the words of men? It is, and I have sent forth my word in your behalf. I've called you in my love, and you will learn of the power of my word in greater understanding. You will learn in a new dimension the power that comes when you listen to my Spirit speak to you, the power of a willing spirit, and the authority that comes with the anointed and revealed word. For that which I speak to you is spirit and life. Through your willingness to yield your heart to me, you're being prepared to walk before me in greater authority and power. You've not been left alone, for I've told you that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Not only do I want you to walk in new strength and power, but in the holy revelation of my word to you, I see all that you do unto me in your sacrifices. And beloved, I am he that multiplies the seed planted and bring forth the harvest, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, thanks the Lord. Praise God for the Spirit of the Lord, His refreshing, His goodness. And as I was waiting before the Lord, I felt led of His Spirit to share with you one of the subtle traps of the enemy that he will place in our lives from time to time. And I believe it will come to any one of us, because what does the word tell us? Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Well, if the word tells us that, if the Holy Spirit inspired those words to be written, then I would suggest to you there's a very good possibility we can become weary in well-doing. And one of the factors that factor into that or play into that, I believe, is a subtle trap that I'd like to share with you, and that is boredom. Boredom, you might say. Yes, I believe that's something we all from time to time have experienced. And we're going to look at and discuss this emotional state that we all experience, I believe, from time to time. And most importantly, what is the remedy for the condition? How can we overcome the lassitude, the lack of excitement that is representative of a state of boredom? You know, nothing gets us excited anymore. It's the same all, same all. We don't get thrilled about sharing the message of Jesus. We're not inspired by our own lives. In fact, there's just a dullness and deadness to us. Now, by definition, according to the dictionary, what does boredom mean? Well, the verb to bore is to weary with ennui or tedium. That French word ennui is from the Old French, and it means annoyance. It's a feeling of weariness or dissatisfaction. I might be identifying the very state that some of you are in right now. Are you feeling a little weary, a little dissatisfied, a little tedious because of the way the circumstances of your life is? Well, we all at times can feel a little tedious, a little tiresome because of the length or dullness of things we have to go through. And what happens? Well, we all want to escape. Now, for the world, they have various ways of escaping. They look to wealth and money, imagining that's going to provide a life of adventure and excitement. Well, to some degree, it can, but it's not lasting, it's not satisfying. Or there are those who turn to alcohol or drugs or relationships, trying to find escape from the tedium of their day-to-day lives. And you know, part of the fact is there's certain amounts, realities, certain amounts of circumstances, certain amount of realities we will always have to deal with. For example, this was one of the curses that God placed not on Adam and Eve, but on the earth, that the ground was cursed for their sakes. And so by the sweat of their brow, they were to earn their living. And so basically, all of us that are able-bodied of mind and body, we have work to do, or we should be working, because the word says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. So that, and that's not just physically hard work, but whatever we can do that is suited to our abilities and our temperament, we are to be productive. And this is not a curse, really, because I, from what I understand of the ages that are going to be before us, we'll all be involved in very enjoyable but productive work, something that we'll really, really enjoy. But let's look a little bit more closely at this boredom that can come against us at times. And I think it's because it's in our very nature. We desire change. And so often a good symptom, if you will, of boredom is that we're imagining, using our memory or our imagination to think of different circumstances than our present. It's a dissatisfaction with the present. And so we think of happy times in days gone by, or we think of imaginary scenarios that would bring us satisfaction in the future or in the present. And of course, change, beloved, well, that's a normal part of our physical world. It's a characteristic of time. In the natural world, in most geographic regions, there are seasons of the world: summer, fall, winter, and spring. In our physical bodies, there's the aging process. We go from a little baby to, Lord willing, if he grants us length of years, to that of advanced age. And then on a spiritual plane, God's plan is movement according to his timetable. Remember, in the spiritual world, that nothing is static. We're either going forward or regressing, which means going backward. We're to be changed daily. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." And that there's an emphasis in Scripture for now. Now, we all with open face are beholding. We're changed. There's a present tense activity. There's daily renewal. Ephesians 4:23 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." There's a turning and advancing. You see, we're never standing still spiritually. Philippians 3:13 says, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Paul says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Praise God. And so spiritually, we are always to feel a sense of excitement and adventure and moving on. But let's be honest, there are times we just don't feel that way. And that's the condition of boredom. It's something we don't want to admit to. We know from our knowledge of Scripture, as well as the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, that such an attitude is really contrary to a vibrant, joy-filled Christian experience. So listen to this, beloved. If the enemy can't destroy us, can't defeat us, can't turn us aside in an all-out horrendous frontal attack, he'll use more subtle means. It's the little foxes that destroy the vine. And, you know, I don't want, you know, condemnation is not of the Lord. He gently convicts us. But God has put within our very nature a desire for change, for excitement, for adventure. I believe that's part of our very nature. We're made in the image of God. And look at the infinite change and variety in God's natural world. It's filled with infinite flux and change. And so I believe when we get bored or tired spiritually or emotionally, it's that we need to discover what are the keys that will keep us turned on and on fire for the Lord. And you know, if we look at the world, well, boredom is one of the reasons. It's not exclusively the reason, but it's one of the reasons the world turns to drugs and to alcohol and various forms of escapist activities to satisfy this craving. Well, my time has flown by, and with the Lord's help, we'll finish this on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. If you're struggling with this, know that I can relate and I can understand. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.